a follow-up. Dr. Tooney is from Patty in the live audience, and she wants to know about treats, sugary things like peppermints. Is there a limit? She said that she knows someone who treats her horse with Pop-Tarts and orange jelly slices. Dr. Jones, did you? I think I'm getting giggles from everyone. Okay, so Dr. Tooney's, how many peppermints is too many peppermints? My horses would say there's never too many, but a nutritionist might disagree.
It really comes down to, you know, the individual horse. Do they have any health issues, and really how many peppermints you're, you know, wanting to feed. You know, I think for the average healthy horse, a couple of peppermints is not going to be an issue. If you have a horse that is in the middle of, you know, an acute founder episode that may be linked to metabolic issues, then I would stay away from the peppermints. So it's, you know, there's a lot of, you kind of have to use common sense, and, you know, peppermints have a lot of sugar in them. A lot of people worry about carrots and apples. Again, if you've got a horse that's in crisis or is sort of on the brink of crisis, you know, with laminitis and things, you know, it's sensible to stay away from all these things. But there's not a lot of sugar in, you know, a small carrot or a small apple. And so if you're an average healthy horse, that's fine. I just be judicious and use common sense. You know, as for feeding things like Pop-Tarts, I mean, we tend to think that most things we feed horses are safe for people, but do keep in mind they do have a different digestive tract than we do, and, you know, so that may not always be a safe assumption. And, you know, some ingredients, if they end up getting into the hindgut microbial environment, could cause hindgut disruption. So I'd be a little cautious about feeding, you know, some things like that. I don't know, Erin, if you have any other thoughts on that.
No, I think you covered it quite well. The only other thought I would have is sometimes your pastures have higher sugars in them than you would even imagine. Right. And you'd be quite surprised if you would have your pasture tested. And there are a few testing places. Dairy Forge Testing Lab is one of them that will test your pasture and let you know when the sugars are the highest. And there's horses that need to avoid those times.
Right, and I see that quite a lot. You know, people are worrying about their peppermints and then feeding, you know, untested hay. Or mm-hmm. their horse is out on pasture, and so they're worrying about, you know, two peppermints when the horse is eating 20 pounds of high sugar hay or is out on pasture. So I think that's a really valid point.